From the Heart, January 4, Fervent Prayer. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Jesus is our Savior today. He is pleading for us in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, and He will forgive our sins. It makes all the difference in the world with us spiritually whether we rely upon God without doubt, as upon a sure foundation, or whether we are seeking to find some righteousness in ourselves before we come to Him. The Lord loves us and bears with us, even when we are ungrateful to Him, forgetful of His mercies, wickedly unbelieving. Let us make a complete change. Let us cultivate the precious plant of love and a light to help one another. There are rich promises for us in the Word of God. The plan of salvation is ample. It is no narrow, limited provision that has been made for us. We are not obliged to trust the evidence that we had a year or a month ago, but we may have the assurance today that Jesus lives and is making intercession for us. If we would refresh others, we must ourselves drink of the fountain that never becomes dry. It is our privilege to become acquainted with the source of our strength, to have hold of the arm of God. If we would have spiritual life and energy, we must commune with God. We can speak to Him of our real wants, and our earnest petitions will show that we realize our needs and will do what we can to answer our own prayers. We must obey the injunction of Paul, "Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light." Martin Luther was a man of prayer. He worked and prayed as though something must be done. His prayers were followed by venturing something on the promises of God, and through divine aid, he was enabled to shake the vast power of Rome, so that in every country the foundations of the church trembled. The Spirit of God cooperates with the humble worker that abides in Christ and communes with Him. Pray. When you are desponding, close the lips firmly to others. Keep all the darkness within, lest you shadow the path of another, but tell it to Jesus. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith, that you may see light in His light and rejoice in His love. Only believe, and you shall surely see the salvation of God.